We all know that the pages of history are bloodstained with people trying to outdo one another, with authority, with power, trying to seize control. Kings and queens have risen and fallen. Nations have risen and fallen. Empires have risen and fallen. Wars have been fought. And really and truly, when you think about it, all for what? All for what? But as Scripture tells us, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we live tied to this world and this kingdom only, then we're going to perish with it. But if we remain aligned with Christ, when He becomes the King, when we're citizens of His kingdom, we have absolutely nothing to fear. Nothing. No matter what human beings might do to us, what human beings may say, none of that matters. We reign forever because we reign with Christ, who is King forever. The course that I'm teaching at Sacred Heart is on the sacraments right now, and we just covered the sacrament of confirmation. But I reminded my students, as I reminded every one of us here before, that in baptism we receive that great gift of the Lord, that we become sharers with Him in His kingship, in His prophecy, in His priesthood, that Christ unites us to Himself, that we have a role to play in as priests, prophets, and kings in the world. As I've mentioned to y'all, it's by our way of life, the things that we do, the people that we are, by our example, our words, how we teach others, how we preach the gospel by who we are and what we do. All of these things speak volumes of us. Are we praying as the people of God? Do we offer sacrifices? Do we offer penances for ourselves and for others? All of these things have a sharers in the priesthood and the prophecy of the Lord. But kingship, how do we share with Christ as kings? The most common way for us is by simply learning to control ourselves. By simply learning to control ourselves, to have domination and mastery over our free will, choosing to do good and refusing to participate in evil. It's controlling our words, what we say, how we say it, when we say it, controlling what we do, making sure that we do only the good things that are beneficial, how we act, how we react. In a word, when you think about it, I think it's altogether just conducting ourselves with dignity and grace, as Christ Himself did. To conduct ourselves with dignity and with grace. Never becoming outdone, never becoming impatient, never having to fret about anything, knowing that God is in charge, and because of that, all will be well. To live in dignity and grace, not like careless fools who don't know Christ or don't care, but to live and to act like the sons and daughters of God that we are, that we truly are. We all know that we are not here in our kingliness to judge other people. We are not here in our kingliness to malign and say horrible things about other people, to condemn one another. We're certainly not here to gossip, to backbite, or otherwise speak badly about others. But as St. Paul tells us, to say only the good things that others need to hear, to say the things that will really help them, and in doing so, to help one another to love and to serve Christ, to live in Christ. And we do this, as I said, by our example. We do this by our assistance to one another, our encouraging of one another to do what's good, not what's evil, but encouraging one another to do good and doing the right thing and doing the righteous thing. In his first letter to the church in Corinth, St. Paul says, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, "It matters little to me whether you or any human court pass judgment on me. I do not even pass judgment on myself. Mind you, I'm not declaring myself innocent, but the Lord is the one to judge me. Therefore, stop passing judgment on one another until the time of His return. It is He Himself who will bring to light all that is hidden in darkness, and manifest the intentions of men's hearts. At that time, everyone will receive his praise from God. May you learn from us not to go beyond what we have set down, so that any of you grows self-important of himself. But name something that you have not received. If you have received it, then why do you boast as though it were your own? And St. Paul is right. When you think about it, like St. Augustine put it, every one of us is a beggar before God. Every one of us absolutely indebted to Christ our King for everything that he has done for us and for all that he has given us. So does it matter if the world, like St. Paul says, passes judgment on us? No. We worry about serving and pleasing God and God alone. We do not judge one another, but we assist one another in living Christian lives. That we don't try to make ourselves self-important, giving glory not to ourselves, but glorifying God, and again, God alone. Being faithful to the church, not going after things that are not given to us by the Lord, and realize that really and truly, everything we have, our bodies, our minds, our souls, our faculties, our abilities, none of this is truly ours. All that we have is Christ's. We are his, he is ours, now and forever. May we always remember that. We can think with the mind of Christ. We can love with the heart of Christ and live as the body of Christ. When we die and go before the Blessed Trinity for judgment, we'll see Jesus himself face to face. We'll see God the Father as he truly is, and we'll feel the great love of the Holy Spirit. And one of three things is going to happen. Either Christ will open his arms with a huge smile and say to us, because our love has been perfected, come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Or he's simply going to look at us and smile, but nod his head and say, this will be yours, but just not yet. And there's that time of purification before we enter. We certainly don't want to see the Lord bow his head in sadness, and we disappear from his sight, having seen him and having seen heaven, knowing that it's going to be lost forever because we failed to live as members of his kingdom. We have failed to allow him to be the Lord, to be the King, to be our God. These few verses from the book of Revelation, which the righteous sing in eternity in heaven, should be ours here and be our words forever. As Revelation says, O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men and women of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign upon the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise, now and forever. Amen.